The secrecy that shrouds competition for Louisiana's legislative leadership jobs is drawing new criticism as deals are being brokered behind closed doors ahead of the new term. A secret ballot process to choose the Senate president is under fire from a government watchdog organization, and a private meeting among House Republicans to discuss the House Speaker's race is provoking disputes among GOP lawmakers. The majority Republican legislature is exerting newfound independence from a tradition that once gave governors a heavy hand in selections of legislative leaders, and that's changing the dynamics of the backroom negotiating. A one-time NFL player is charged with murder in a 2013 slaying in Baton Rouge. Police say 31-year-old Devin Holland was arrested Wednesday in the shooting death of Timothy Pena during an apparent drug deal 6 years ago. Booking records show DNA evidence linked Holland to the truck where Pena was found. Another man was charged in the killing earlier this month. The Advocate reports that Holland played football for McNeese State and Tulane University before signing a contract with Tampa Bay in 2011. He also signed with the Washington Redskins before being released in 2013. The nation's agriculture secretary is delivering a commencement address to students graduating from one of Louisiana's public colleges. Southern University announced that U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue will be its fall commencement speaker on Friday. Perdue has been President Donald Trump's top agricultural official since April 2017. He is a veterinarian and former two-term governor of Georgia. Nearly 400 students will receive their degrees from Southern during Friday's ceremony in Baton Rouge. A Louisiana judge sentenced a man to 25 years in prison for trying to run a deputy over with his car while leading officers from multiple agencies on a chase. The Houma Courier reported Tuesday that Harvey Lee Hano was convicted of attempted murder of a police officer and aggravated flight. An assistant district attorney said the 31-year-old tried to steer directly into a Terrebonne Parish sheriff's deputy in 2018. The deputy fired at Hano as he charged toward him with the car. Houma and state police eventually joined the chase and arrested him after he sped into a field and then tried to escape on foot. Louisiana's Supreme Court has upheld a state law that automatically transfers 15-year-old suspects to adult court if they are indicted by a grand jury for certain violent crimes. Wednesday's 4-3 ruling came in the case of a suspect who had just turned 15 when he was accused of raping a child. A lower court ruled that transferring him from juvenile court to a regular criminal court without a hearing was unconstitutional. The high court disagreed. The State Office of Public Health says only 25% of healthy adults have received a flu shot this year. Immunization Medical Director Dr. Frank Welch says that percentage needs to increase since flu activity is widespread in the state, with almost three times as much activity as the regional baseline.
But we all have to remember, healthy adults who are out there busy doing lots of things, they're the ones who are actually spreading the flu.
Welch says Louisiana is already close to matching the peak of last year's flu season, and that was one of the worst in years. For the second straight year, Republican lawmakers in Louisiana are refusing to accept the state economist's updated estimate for projected revenue. That means, once again, there will be a partisan standoff in Baton Rouge that will likely delay the state's budgeting process. Paul Braun has more.
By law, spending levels in the governor's executive budget proposal have to match projections unanimously approved by the four-person revenue estimating conference. But in Thursday's meeting, Representative Cameron Henry, on behalf of House Speaker Taylor Barra, voted down the latest figures. The move gives Republican legislators more leverage in the budget process and forces Governor John Bel Edwards to draft a budget with $100 million less than his division of administration expects the state to have. Jay Darden is commissioner of the Division of Administration and a member of the REC. He called it obstructionism.
The same thing is going to happen this year that happened last year. Confusion, uncertainty, angst by people who are going to wonder what's in the budget, what's not in the budget. And then next spring, we're going to have more money and all of a sudden it's going to happen.
The decision also halts immediate funding for several projects that were contingent on an increased estimate for this fiscal year, including the Algiers Ferry and a coastal project in Plaquemines Parish. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.
It's going to take most of next year to remove the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel on Canal Street. New Orleans Fire Superintendent Tim McConnell says work will start next week on shoring up the top floors.
Getting a final demolition done takes us well after next summer, but you will see it shrink as it goes along. So as more of the structure starts to come down and get lower, the site will continue to shrink.
The bodies of two workers are still trapped in the upper floor since the collapse 2 months ago. McConnell says retrieving the victims remains a top priority. He and other city officials are also now meeting to decide how to reroute carnival parades away from the site.